put on the whole armor of God. Let your eyes drop down to verse 13. Take up the whole armor of God. Now, look up to verse 11 for a minute. See towards the end of the line there, it says, that you may be able to stand. And then look down where it says in verse 13, having done all, stand. Do you know what that standing is so important? Do you know why? Because in a war, the one left standing is the winner. So if you want to stand in this war against the powers of darkness that are against you folks, you've got to do this. Put on the whole armor of God. Perhaps there's some in here you've never ever done it. Oh my goodness. I think of how the enemy wants to walk you in some areas. Whew. Depression, discouragement, fear, stress. Whoa, we won't even go there. Whew. Off with that in Jesus' name. So we're going to do this before the end of the service. I pray to God there's time. This may have to become two messages. Okay, so verse 13, take up the whole armor of God. Why? So you can be able to stand in the evil day. There's evil that would try to trouble your day and mine, folks. God wants to be able to stand strong in the power of the Lord, the power of his might. Now look up at verse 1. A lot of people miss this. And I put on the whole armor of God many years before this clued in to me. Finally, my brethren, be strong in who? In the Lord. Oh, take a deep breath. Oh, here some of us thought, I've got to be strong in my strength to do all this good work because now I love Jesus and he wants me to be good. You be strong in the Lord's strength, in the Lord, and in the power of his might, which is awesome. Amen. Go down now to 14, and there's the word stand again. He says, he's instructing us, stand. Therefore, having girded your waist with truth. You see, in days of old, when the belt of a soldier held its clothing together, so your waist is to be girded with truth. Amen? Hallelujah. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness. You know, recently I learned, because I was thinking the breastplate of righteousness meant like from here to here. But in days of old, I understand with the armor they put on, the breastplate of righteousness was right down to the hips. So that's kind of protecting a lot of you. Breastplate of righteousness, be right with God. You say, oh yeah, well, I make mistakes. We all do. There's only one perfect one. His name is Jesus. What do you do when you miss the mark? You confess you have sinned, he's just to forgive your sin. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from all unrighteousness and turn your back on that sin. What is it that tempts you? Don't go there. If it tempts you, if you go to a bar and you get drinking, don't go there until you get stronger. And don't go there ever unless God leads you there to witness and be shine as his light. There was a monk in days of old, and I think it's a true story. Here he was, he dedicated his life to God. He was a monk. But there was one lady in that small village that he kind of had a, you know, when he saw her, he would almost think, oh, I remember I'm a monk, okay? So you know what that man used to do? You know, they had long robes. He used to gather up his robes when he saw her, tuck them in his belt so he could run faster, run the other way. Repentance means you turn. But you do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. And if the first time you don't get the victory, try and try again. Amen? Okay, so now we put on our waist girded with truth and the breastplate of righteousness. Now, what about your feet? Having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and that means know God's word. Be in God's word. I taught you a few minutes ago, it's not that hard to memorize some simple scriptures. Let me give you another one. Psalm 30, verse 2. It says there, I cry unto the Lord. Say it with me, please. I cry unto the Lord, and he heals me. Oh, how hard is that to remember? Right? You memorize that in a moment. And you think, well, that's so simple. Could it be powerful? Yes, because it's God's word. If you need healing, you could say, God, I cry unto you. And as it is written, you heal me. I'm expecting healing. Oh, many, many times I've used the word in Psalm 34 that says, this poor, it says man, but I'll say woman because I'm a woman. This poor woman cried, Lord, you heard me and saved me out of all my troubles. I get in them too, you know. And I'm doing my best. You can ask my husband. Oh, you'll get a laugh out of this one. I was 3 times tempted to fish for a compliment out of my own husband. And I knew that was in the flesh, and I wasn't going to go there because I teach we shouldn't go there, right? And you know what I was going to say to my husband? I could tell you because it's different with you, relationship, than husband and wife. I was going to say, honey, the one that knows me most in the world is you, and Jesus, of course, even more. Would you tell me if you think I'm a sincere woman of God? Because he's the one that sees what I do, praying and stuff, right? I was fishing, going to fish for a compliment. And I just stopped and constrained myself because that's in the flesh. Oh, I got butter up, Audrey, maybe. Forget that. No, I don't want to go there. Remember what happened when Satan went? Never mind. Lord, keep us humble, obedient, and faithful. Amen? Hallelujah. Anyway, here we go. In other words, I'm trying to say I walk the talk, but it doesn't mean I don't get troubles. But I am telling you the truth. God is my witness. I'm handling them the way I'm telling you to handle them. And if I forget to do it that way, I repent. God, I know better. And we need to do that. Okay, so here's a very important one, 17. Say it with me. And take the helmet of salvation. Now, the helmet of salvation means be saved. Folks, be sure that Jesus Christ is your Savior, right? Having saved you from paying the price of your sins by you receiving your Savior. But it's very important that he be your Lord. When you say Jesus Christ is Lord, it's not the same as saying, well, I think it's sunshining today. No. When you say he is your Lord, it means he is your master. He is your king. He is the boss of your life. And he better be the boss of your life. He better be your master and king, because if he isn't, the enemy's going to trouble you and he'll get some headway. I say strongly, it cannot be any other way, folks. If you want all that God has for you, and it is awesome, you got to give him your what? All. It's all for all. His life for your life. Christ the Lord wants to live his resurrected life in and through and with you, joined together forever and ever. He wants to manifest his love, his presence, his victory. For last Sunday I taught, his history is our victory, history is our history, his victory is our victory. Christians, say with me, Christ's history is my history, his victory is my victory. And I taught last Sunday how he gave us victory over the world, the devil, the flesh. We want that manifest in our lives. So you take on the helmet of salvation, be sure he is your Lord. And this is very important in praying and most important in the warfare I'm talking about. It is the, let's read the rest together. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Let's say that together. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. All the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, I've said many times and I remind us all, is the logos. But it only becomes a rhema, the living word in your life and mine, when it's mixed with faith. But the sword of the Spirit that God is speaking of in the whole armor of God is the rhema word for you and I to use in our fight. It is a living word. So you can use scripture to defeat that rotten devil. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 10, I'm sorry, that should say 3-5. It probably isn't a verse 35 and 10. Anyway, though we walk in the flesh, flesh and blood, you and me, we do not war against the flesh. Meaning, we are not to go through life in just our own human strength. It's not strong enough, folks. Because we've got a supernatural entity out there and temptations of the world, the devil, and then you've got the old sinful nature. You need God's power. Amen? Well, how many of you know it? You need God's help? Amen, amen, amen. God help us. Well, he's there to do that. For this is what he says. Let's read verse 4 together. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Let's say it all together. Start verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations or arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Now, what that means when it says, look at the word carnal, that means it's not just in your human strength. But the weapons that God has given you, folks, and me, is mighty in God, O King James says, through God. Through God. Through God we do valiantly. It's he who treads down our enemies. And he does them when we pray his word mightily. Amen? He says, cast down imagination. So I have memorized this at Old King James, which is my favorite place to memorize. And you know, there's more I could say, but this is definitely going to have to go into a second message. I believe God wants us to have it be that you heard and you do. In agreement, in this power of agreement. Look, please, to the word where it says in Colossians, chapter 1, verse 9 to 14. Now, there is one of the best prayers I found in the whole Bible to know the will of God. So if you're zealous to know what's the will of God for my life, pray this prayer in your personal prayers. Colossians 1, 9 to 14. But I want to zero in something that we have a picture about. And let us go on verse 13, and let's read that one together. He has, let's say it together, verse 13, Colossians 1. He has delivered us. Can we say it together, please? He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. In him we have redemption through his holy blood, the forgiveness of sins. Okay, when you became a Christian, you and I, and you asked Jesus Christ to come in your heart and your life, the Holy Spirit from God entered you and I. And you didn't just get Christ inside you. You literally got translated, conveyed out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God's love for you and me. You are in a kingdom that God rules. Even the world's rules and the world's laws are not to guide us, but God's laws. Now, you are also called in the Word of God, I believe it's 2 Corinthians 5, ambassadors. You are an ambassador. When you work as a head man or security guard, Bradley, you are Christ's ambassador on the job, whether Champlain Mall, Metrotown, whatever. When you work at that school, you are Christ's ambassador there, Charlie. Wherever you work, wherever you go, you are Christ's ambassadors, folks. Now, everyone knows, usually all of us know, an ambassador, when they go from one country to another, Canadian ambassador can go into any other country in the world, and Canadian law rules where he is, even if he's in Iran, God forbid. Thank God we don't live there. But I tell you, you and I are ambassadors of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Now, we have a picture, and I'm looking for an artist, because I have this picture, I'd like it adjusted, to show more of the power of the kingdom, because it tries to make them more equal, and they're not. When I first got saved, I used to think of this. Okay, there's God fighting for me, and there's the devil. And I used to think of them like, oh, no, like a boxing match. No, there's the devil, and then, whoa, there's God. So much greater. Let's say 1 John 4:4 again. Greater is he in me than he in the world. Altogether, greater is he in me than he in the world. Another one, I cry unto you, Lord, and you heal me in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Now we're going to show you this picture and then we're going to do a little bit of warfare, so put your Bibles away. But you can see what I mean. They don't show the kingdom of light powerful enough. Mind you, they do show the kingdom of light, the kingdom of Jesus. They do show it at least hitting at the base of the enemy's power, and they say only secular humanity, but it's a lot more than that, to erode the base, and then the base is eroded, it crumbles. So, like, it's not bad, but it kind of gives you an idea. There's a war going on. Now, if you were to peek in my bedroom, I would like to share with you a little bit how I do warfare by the Word of God and lead you in it, for those of you who need to have that encouragement. Plus, also, I have this incredible picture that is so anointed. I have one of them sitting up proudly in my bedroom. And it reminds me, I was looking at it last night. And this is a picture of a soldier. Can you see it quite good? A soldier of the living Christ. He looks like he's resting from his battle and has been a big one. But look what's happening on the top. Nail-scarred hands, heavenly, holy hands, are putting a crown on him. Hallelujah. You get a crown, folks, for becoming a Christian. You get a crown when you lead people to Christ. I hope we all get many crowns to toss at Jesus' feet in heaven. Amen. You are a soldier enlisted in an army. if you're a Christian. You need to know you have weapons for the fight. And there is a war on. And in that war, the enemy wants to put sickness, discouragement, all kinds of bad stuff to trouble us and hinder us. But God wants his army whole and raised up, so strong in the Lord, the power of his might, that none of these things move us. I can't say I'm experiencing this all the time, but I have a saying now, and George has picked up on it too. Acts 20:24 says, none of these things move me. That was a key that Paul had. None of these things move me. I mean, I hope most of you have an idea what Paul went through. He would get whipped to death, left for dead. He'd rally with people praying for him. Next day he was doing revival. Thrown in the deep three times. The last 39 times. I think it was five. Anyway, Paul said, close your eyes and maybe you want to see it with me. He said, none of these things move me. Neither do I count my life dear to me, that I may finish the course, the ministry, whatever Jesus Christ has called me to do. By your grace, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. See, God wants it to be that things can happen to people dearest to me and to you, and things can happen to us personally. God wants us to be so strong we'll see none of these things move me. Because there's several things you can try and remember by the Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord. God knew it was going to happen. And he's not all shook up. All he wants is for us and the people that are having the trouble turn to him. And he wants to turn the situation around for his glory. And he wants to fulfill his word, Romans 8:28, that says, God, let's say it with me if you know it, God works all things to good for us who love him and are called. Let's stand and we'll close with a few words of worship. Hallelujah. And I mean, a few words of warfare. And your word works. Your word works. One more time. Your word works. And I who believe it. And I choose to believe it. Your word got me saved. And your word by the Holy Spirit will give me the victory. I declare publicly, Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is my master and my Savior, my healer. And Lord Jesus, I declare, I am strong in you, Lord, and I put on the whole armor of God. I'm able to stand in the evil day. And I stand and I win in the power and the might of my Lord Jesus Christ. I take the shield of faith, every fiery dart of you wicked one are quenched. And I take the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, and I pray. And help me exercise the garment of praise. Cover me now in the love and the protection and the holy blood of Jesus Christ. For I overcame you, Satan, by the blood of Jesus Christ. And the word of my testimony. And my testimony is, greater is Christ in me than the enemy in the world. And by your stripes, Lord Jesus, I am healed. Heal me, Lord. Help me take my place today. Stamp your feet like you mean it. In your army, Lord. In your army, Lord. I take my place by the Holy Spirit. Oh, blessed Holy Spirit, come and fill me. Fill us with your love, healing virtue. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.